to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner's 100 episode of Indie Talks. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. So I figured I wanted to do, you know, something very special for 100 episodes for the Indie Talks. I feel like, you know, it's not even like a big episode pretty much because I've already surpassed that with the Under the Rope series. And then I have the coffee podcast that I've done and the Under the Ropes, the Wrestling with Positivities, all that stuff. So I'm like, is this special? But everybody's like, yeah, you should do one, you know, pretty much. And I'm like, all right, let's do a Q&A, because I don't think I've ever done a Q&A when it's come to the indie side of the Indie Wrestling Corner. I think I did a Q&A when I've done the AEW podcast, pretty much. So this one's going to be a little bit more different because it's been a couple of years now that I've been doing the indies for a while. So why not dedicate, you know, it all to that? So let me know in the chat. What I'm worried about is that it's gonna lag because I had to change it because it's just me today, so I don't know. So let me know. We're gonna put our fingers, you know, crossed and hope that you know, this episode isn't gonna be laggy. If anything, I'll stop it and I'll record an episode. So, but it seems to be okay. Just, you know, if you're in the chat now, let me know. You know, I see a bunch of you guys into the chat. So thank you. Yeah, I know, 100 episodes of Indie Talks. It's funny because if you were following the channel like before that, pretty much Indie Talks was the first of kind of talking indie wrestling, pretty much. And I kind of did that purposely that I can do anything with the Indie Talks. So I could just talk about independent wrestling. The Under the Ropes is just dedicated to interviews with wrestlers, promoters, referees, all that stuff like that. But the Indie Talks was if I wanted to like come on here and talk about the independent scene, or if I go backstage at promotions and I wanted to do some interviews with the guys backstage, the before, the talk and smack, the, you know, the different sides of like wrestlers, the people that they're not always in gimmick, you know, that there are those fun sides where, you know, maybe I'm bringing cookies to Chaotic and I'm sitting in the car with Love Dog eating cookies, you know, or, you know, the Choke Slam Championship is being passed around and everybody's like fighting in the back or something like that. So you get to see like a little bit of that, you know. It's slightly off. Not sure what would fix it. Okay, what's off? Let me know. Is it like the sound? Is it my lips are not matching? Let me see. What's going on? Thank you. Yeah, just let me know. I mean, it looks fine on my end, the episode. I don't see anything. Let me see if there's anything else. Just let me know. You know, in the thing. It's working fine. Everything's okay. So, okay. All right. So I want to make sure that everything's okay. Stress. I'm like, this is good. Of course it wouldn't be that like freaking simple pretty much. Right? All right. I'm not going to stress. So, but no, thank you guys for everybody like hanging out into the chat. You know, please share the stream, get some people in here. You know, it's funny when I decided, you know, I was like, what am I going to do for this 100th episode? Right. And I'm like, okay. Then I started thinking about doing a fantasy booking because it's been a while since I did a fantasy booking. And then I was like, I really don't want to make a bunch of graphics because, you know, podcast land is hard pretty much, you know. So I was like, you know what? Let's do a Q&A. I was like, let's get you guys involved. And I didn't really think anybody gave a shit about me that they would want to ask me questions. But after seeing the stuff that I got from everybody. I was like, oh, wow. It's like people actually have questions and want to learn. So I appreciate it. I appreciate anybody that's, you know, been on this podcast, you know, the people who take the time to listen to this podcast, you know, like, I love you guys. I love the independent scene so freaking much. You know, so I just wanted to like give back to you guys. So if you guys got questions in the chat, Graphic Land is horrible. Heel pops and chair shots. What's going on? Oh my God. I see all these people in the chat. Thank you. What's going on? You know, yeah, graphics are a pain in the ass. Like Zach's in the chat and you know, I was explaining to Zach, I was like, podcast land is hard. And you know, I wanted to be different. If you watch me, you see, like, I make graphics for each episode. Like, I don't want to do the same basic stuff. Like, I want to take the time and make graphics for whoever's doing the podcast with me. It's just something I want to do, you know. So that just, you know, just so wrestlers and all that stuff like that know, it's like I'm taking out the time to do that because I want to do that. I want it to look nice. Like, you are special coming on here on this podcast. I'm giving you your moment, you know. So, and of course, it's always a positive thing here, you know. So but yeah, I mean, you know, so many people in the chat. What's going on? I appreciate it so much. All right, so should we get in here? Should we get into some of these questions pretty much? If you have questions, drop it into the chat. Hopefully this won't turn into a 3-hour podcast. So we're going to go through it. All right, so I feel like some of them are like warped, you know, that I'm like, I'm going to sit here for like, I don't know the answer or whatever, but we're gonna go through it, and then I'm going to feel really bad for what I do to all the wrestlers and stuff like that with the Q&As. So, all right, so first question we have here. So Ciara's in the group. She's in the chat right now. She goes, how did you get into wrestling? Okay, so me, how I got into wrestling as a whole is I actually started watching with my dad, and I was like, my dad was always watching WWE, and I guess it was just some bonding time. So like my dad would sit and explain all these wrestlers and stuff like that. I remember seeing like Lex Luger, and I was like, oh, look at this big juice guy. I was young, you know, like, oh, like what's going on? So I started watching with him, and then I had friends in school that were talking wrestling and everything like that. So I used to have like the big pay-per-views, you know, when they had like the big four, it was just the four. So I used to have friends come over, and like, I remember my dad had like the illegal box and stuff like that. We used to get pizza and, you know, junk food and stuff like that. We used to watch the pay-per-views and stuff like that. I fell out of wrestling in the 2000s, you know, so it's like I graduated high school and moved off to college, and I just didn't have time. I was working two jobs, going to school full time, babysitting. It was wild. So kind of fell out into that. And then I got back into it from I started bowling, and I had friends that were just talking WWE, and I was like, how is wrestling? I was like, I haven't watched it in years. So I kind of got back into it again. So like when Seth Rollins was champion and stuff like that. And a guy I was dating at the time, his friend Jimmy, you guys seen, like, he's always like a lot on, you know, he's been on my indie talks, whatever, he comes into the chat and everything like that. Jimmy was telling me that he refs. And I was like, oh, I thought it was so cool because I didn't know anything outside of WWE. You know, I mean, obviously WCW and stuff like that, but I was just WWE back then. So I just thought it was cool. And I was like, oh, let's go support the guy that I was dating. I was like, let's go support your friend. And he was like, but he refs. I'm like, no, come on, we'll have fun, you know, we'll go. So Jimmy really is kind of like the one that kind of got me into the independent scene. And then my best friend Brad, you know, he was very big into the indies. And that's how I kind of also got into the independent scene. So really started with me going out to Deer Park in Long Island with the SWA. So with Jimmy like reffing there. So it's so funny how that kind of started my love for the independent scene like years ago, you know. So, and here we are, and now, like, you guys see, I'm all over the place. I'm at promotions, like, you know, I take the drive up to Massachusetts, I go to Jersey, I go to Rhode Island, you know, like, it's wild. So hopefully some bucket lists this year, you know, there's plenty of places I would love to go to. And just because I don't go to the places, that doesn't mean that I don't support them, because you guys see me, like, behind me, and I'll be with the TV, the laptop, the iPad. I'm just, like, watching and supporting everybody all over the place. So it's pretty wild, you know? But, yeah, so that's how I got into that. So Raquel said, I have one queen. How does it feel to be the few women with a wrestling podcast? You know, it's crazy because there's a lot of people that don't know this or whatever like that. I started podcasting, doing a dating podcast. It don't exist. I took the channel down. There was a lot of shit with that or whatever like that. But it was like a dating podcast. And I used to talk about like dating and how much it sucked and everything like that. And then I used to call into other wrestling podcasts and get on there. And somebody had said to me, they're like, you should start a podcast. And that's how I started with the dating podcast. And then I got into wrestling, you know, sometimes I would talk about wrestling. And then I started doing the AEW podcast for a while on this channel, which was the No Holds Barred Network. So and then, you know, the channel was given to me. So now, you know, here we are. We changed it to the Indie Wrestling Corner because my love is for the independent scene. So I think like when I started doing that, it was like really like one of the few, very, very few women, you know, podcasters out there. And, you know, so it's wild. And now it's just like now we're seeing like more women podcasting and talking wrestling, which is absolutely amazing. So I still think I'm nobody. I always say that. I was like, I'm no one special. I'm still a fan. I'm just a girl who has a podcast that gets to chat with a bunch of my friends, which is awesome. You know, like we see all these wrestlers and a lot of people always say like, oh, I don't know this person. And I was like, exactly. This is the whole point of me doing these interviews and me going backstage and me going to new promotions and being backstage and showing you guys, you know, here's wrestling, here's the independent scene, you know? So I think that's pretty awesome. let's see. Jeff, what has been your favorite moment on your podcast? I think I'm going to go back to the number one, the first interview, and I guess maybe it's special because it was the first interview on the Under Ropes, Anthony Gangone. You know, it's funny, everybody, if you're not familiar, you know, Anthony Gangone is number one husband. The whole list of husbands started with the first episode. and just like backstory, because I used to go watch wrestling with guys at the bar, and they were always talking about the women wrestlers and how gorgeous they were, and I was just obsessed with like Seth Rollins then, you know. So I started saying like, you know, oh, that's my husband, you know, my husband. So when I started doing the interviews for the independent scene or whatever like that, you know, I asked Gangone, and Gangone really didn't know me. So if like you haven't heard this story, you know, it's pretty funny, you know, but he didn't know who I was, you know, like I would go to a whole shitload of shows like years. He wouldn't know me because he was always kind of like in the back, or I wouldn't go up to wrestlers. I wouldn't talk to wrestlers. I'm too nervous to like talk to them. Now I don't care. Now I just throw people under the bus, be like, hey, what's up? You know? But the first episode when I did it with, you know, so-and-so, that they threw me under the bus, and you could go back to that first Under the Ropes, and they just threw me under the bus and told him that, you know, he's on the husband list. So by the end of the podcast, Anthony asked if he was number one husband. So that's where it started. The whole list of husbands, the number one husband thing. It's pretty crazy how, you know, that kind of worked out. Thank you. Thank you for like, you know, all the congrats and all the love into the chat. I appreciate it. I see all you guys in the chat. It's so wild. You're not funny, dude. It says, awesome series. Thank you for what you... Thank you. I appreciate it, really. So I think that's my favorite moment because I got so embarrassed and like Gangone didn't really know me. So after the episode, a couple weeks later, I made it my business to go meet him at a show in Manhattan. And let me tell you how I got tormented by all my friends saying, going like, I'd be right there and they'd be like, dude, she loves you. The whole night. I had someone take a picture for me. They're like, dude, she fucking loves you. And I'm like, oh my God. I was so embarrassed. So yeah, I feel like I always say like Gangone's very special to me because, and he'll say it, if you go back to the episode, he was episode one, I think he was episode 21. And then we did episode 100 because I was like, you have to be my 100th episode for the Under the Ropes series. So, and we talk about it and he always says, he goes, no, I didn't do anything, but I feel like he kind of made me in podcast land, you know, and the whole silly list of husbands thing, you know. so if you're not familiar with Anthony Gangone by now, please go his love, you know. I need a shirt of the whole, but listen, the list of husbands constantly changes, okay? I could never give you a straight answer of my list of husbands. I can't. It just, how it is, you know. But I did have a list. I think it's somewhere in the closet or something, that I had a shirt of, like, it had a clipboard and it said the list, the husbands, and then it only said Anthony Gangone was like number one. And then it was funny because when Private Party got signed for AEW, they made an appearance, like one of the last appearances at House of Glory. I mean, they've come back after, you know, but like it was like one of the last appearances and Gangone wasn't there. And I went up to him and they're like, Quinn literally grabbed me. He's like, security, get her out of here. Like, because I was like, you like my shirt? So it was like one of my favorite little, you know, backstories with Gangone and Quinn and the list of husbands. Jeff's other question is, what's your absolute favorite indie match ever? Man, there's so many. It's so hard. Like, I feel sorry for the wrestlers when they come on and I, like, ask them, like, questions like this. So I was thinking about it today and I was like, I have to go with, you know, the one that, like, one of the ones that, like, stands out to me, like, hardcore is Pro Wrestling Grind. And I was there live. And I'm wondering if it was also because I was there live that I was, like, more into it. Is Anthony Henry versus Travis Huckabee. For whatever reason, this match just is like burned into my brain because it was just like one of the best technical matches that I've seen. And I know probably people are like, whoa, really? Like, why isn't it something flippy? I'm surprised it's not Miracle Generation. No. I love my Miracle Generation. You know that. But this particular match was amazing. So I think this is like a year and a half ago. Pro Wrestling Grind, it's on IWTV. Definitely go watch it, hands down. And I've talked about this, I think, on a couple Under the Rope series as well, that's like one of my favorite matches that just sticks out to me. So that was a hard one. All right, let's see. Next question's from Abe. He goes, I love to hear if wrestlers ever shy away from specific moves due to it either being used earlier in the show or because it's associated with another wrestler. Not necessarily finisher, could be a spine buster, for example. So, you know, when I read this question, I'm like, I don't really think I can answer this because I'm not a wrestler. And a lot of times I'm outside and stuff like that, like watching the shows. But I believe so. I've talked to promoters about it, you know, that there are some. I do know, like, wrestlers do watch other wrestlers' matches and things like that in the back while it's going on. They do have the TV if they're not, like, physically watching through the curtain and stuff like that. So they'll be watching matches. So I'm going to say yeah, because I was talking to one of the promoters the other day about this question. He's like, some do, some don't, you know. You know, you see stuff moves stolen all the time and people get mad. You know, so like I said, I'm not the best person to answer that, but I think, you know, I can only give you from what I know. So, okay. So next question is from John. 3 dream promotions or shows you want to go to. Okay. So I need to go to Action. That's the next like bucket list for me. Like Action is one. You guys seen Matt Griffin on this podcast a couple of times. You know, I love Action in Georgia. Again, another promotion that's on IWTV, so that is a must for me to go, hopefully. I do want to go to one of the SCI tournaments, as well as kind of like the sister of, like, Action. So Matt Griffin's part of that. So that tournament's, like, huge. Landon Hale was a finalist last year. Manders won it last year. So we're hoping that Landon Hale wins it this year, if he's in it. So Action and SCI, I don't know. Does that count as like 2 separate ones? They kind of are 2 separate entities. Pro Wrestling Revolver is another one. That's definitely like one that like a lot of people are talking about. So it's definitely something that like, and these are ones that like I want to go to the physical venue. It's not like, oh, they're traveling to like New York, New Jersey or whatever like that. No, I want to physically go to the buildings. So that's one. And then I'll give Defy. Defy is another one that I would love to go see, you know. There's so many. So those are 3 that my butt needs to get to. So we'll see if that actually, you know, happens one day. All right, let's see. Next question. So Dave gave a couple. Dave, who isn't on your list the husbands but should be? Let me tell you, okay? I have people putting themselves on my list forever since I started the List of the Husbands, I've had podcasts you could go back on and you can listen to that the wrestlers give me shit. And then they ask me, why am I not on your podcast? Why am I not on your List of the Husbands? What are you looking for me to be on your List of the Husbands? Are you an ass person? Are you a chess person? It was like the most funniest things through the years of the Under the Ropes or even me going to shows. People giving me shit. Why am I not on your List of Husbands? I think the number one wrestler, the number one that everybody's like, he should be on your podcast. He should be on your List of Husbands, but he's not on your List of Husbands, is TJ Crawford. So shout out, because you know who you are. That gives me so much shit that says TJ Crawford should be on your List of Husbands. And I don't even look at TJ like that, because it's like, I love TJ Crawford. He is one, hands down, one of my favorite wrestlers in the independent scene. I absolutely adore TJ, but I can't put him on the List of Husbands. I don't know. I just can't. But everybody gives me shit. I know you guys are dying at me in the chat, but yeah, that I'm telling you, you know, I should clip that and I should tag TJ, you know, and he'll be like, yeah, why am I not? But no, he'd probably give me shit because it's on heel mode now. So he'd probably give me like shit about it or whatever. Or you guys could tag him and tell him like, TJ, Tiff needs to put you on her List of Husbands. So, but yeah. Okay. This Dave's next question is, what are your favorite moments? So I'm going to assume like in wrestling. I think one of my favorite things that always gets me is wrestlers that hug me after their matches. I can't tell you the amount of times that after it means like the absolute world to me, you know, because I figure I'm like, oh, I'm just this girl who podcasts that shows up at promotions that support, you know, people. But like when they come, like I'm telling you, between the times that like Kylan has come up to me sweaty as anything. He's like, I'm hugging you. I don't care. It gets sweat all over you. It's like, you know, it's like, all right, well, here's my son, right? Like everybody says, like, these are all my sons. Like, you know, my birthday was special. What was it? The year before, not last year. Cody from NFW booked the match for me of VBU versus Waves and Curls versus Miracle Gen for me for my birthday. And it's pinned. It's pinned on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, the Loves to Dream 82. And you'll see it. And you'll see just Kylan and Dustin coming over to me, giving me a big hug for my birthday. Nick Wayne's done it for me at one of the matches. That's another one that's like I post every once in a while. Like that just meant so much to me. Marcus Matter's done it to me. Austin, Reed Walker, you know, like all these guys, like, again, it means the world to me that they do that. Sierra says, that's like when Dante hugs me after his matches and apologizes, like, I don't care. I don't think Dante's ever hugged me after a match, so you should feel special. Like, I'm a little salty now at Dante. like, Dante's one of my favorite people. Okay, so next question from Dave is, how do you feel when you get recognized as the queen of the indie? It's so wild. It is weird. It is, I get it like messages sometimes and they'll be like, I saw you, but I was too afraid to approach you. And I'm like, dude, come say hi to me. Like, no, like then I get sad that I'm like, why did you feel a certain way that you couldn't come over and say hi to me and like, come take a photo, take the photo. Okay. So yeah, it's just like a wild feeling. It's like Queen of the Indies, like heel pops and chair shots. They're in the chat. Like, I remember the first time they came up to me, like they knew who I was. And I was like, oh my God. Cause it was like, I think it was like five or six of them. And like, I just like got like bombarded, like, yeah, come on, let's do some shots. And like, I'm like, oh my God, you guys got me drunk that night, you know? So, it's wild because again, I feel like I'm just like anybody else. I'm nobody. I still feel like that after all these years. You know, I just feel like I'm the girl that goes to shows and, you know, talks with wrestlers and stuff like that. Sierra, I'm creating beef. That's terrible. All right, let's see. So next question from Joe. What's your favorite Miracle Generation memory? Oh, my God. There's so many. I love Dustin and Kylan. podcast wise, them ganging up on me on the 200 episode with the cereal question. And this is all freaking Conrad's fault because it was his question. And I get yelled at from all the wrestlers. And every time he gets axed on this podcast, that is Conrad's fault. And yet I take all the blame for the cereal question. So I think that's like one of my favorite podcast moments with Miracle Gen. God, there's so many, you know, there's times that I brought cookies to Kylon and then he's taking videos of eating them and sending them to Dante. That was another time too, like Fight Life, Kylon was at Fight Life. Dante was driving to the gym or something like that. But literally, somehow they both took over my phone. Dante started cutting promos in videos and sending it to me so Kylon could read. So Kylon just took my phone. And then he's just like, I'm the chokeslam champion. And Dante's like, I'm the chokeslam champion. And then he was like, well, I do a better bridge. And like, they're just like literally fight. Like, I have some of this up on the Indie Talks episode. They were just fighting. So this is what was fun. There's a million, you know, with, you know, I went and had tacos with Kylon and then I thought Dustin was coming and I was making fun of Dustin that he only eats McDonald's. So it was just me and Kylon. We left Dustin behind. So many moments. I love those boys to death. If you guys like, know. All right. Let's see what else. Fan question from Billy. What's the craziest show you ever attended? I was thinking about this one because there's so many I've been at. But the one that was screeching at me was that GCW show that Matt Cardona and Nick Gage wrestled. And when freaking Matt Cardona won, I was with April. And we were in the front row. We grabbed each other and ran. Because we really thought like a riot was going to break out between all the shit being thrown and getting hit with things and stuff. Like, we ran to the back and we hid with Young, Dumb, and Broke. It was that scary. Like, you know, to see it on TV and physically be in there, I was like, oh my God. I legit thought like really bad things were going to happen. I didn't know what the heck was going to happen. I was scared. So I think that's like one of my crazy moments of being at a show with that shit. So, you know, gotta love, you know, gotta love that. Conrad with the tacos in the chat. Cap TVs are fun. Yes, Cap TVs are fun. I like when me and Michelle started screaming out coffee at Phil and he popped, you know. Arcadia was another one. Every time he does his special, that's a cool move, I would pop. I pop a lot of times. You guys can probably hear me on like IWTV and everything like that. All right, let's see. Conrad, here's your question. He's in the chat. All right, so first one's best indie show you've attended. That's hard. I don't know. There's so many. I forget like what I go to. I legit made a list of all the promotions that I've been at since I started the independent scene, and I've been over 50 promotion probably within like 8 years. I think it is. So I need to double the list. It's gotta happen or whatever. Best, I don't know. I think like the Wrestleville that I went to was fun. You know, there's nothing like going up to Massachusetts. And then it was 9 shows that I did. It was nonstop party. And just to be there with a bunch of friends that like welcome me into the Massachusetts land, as I say, there's nothing like it. And then seeing all your friends succeeding, like wrestlers and stuff like that. And it was wild. So I think that's like one of my favorites because it was like 3 days nonstop wrestling and I was tired. And then I broke my toe. So that was fun because I kicked the damn ottoman in the middle of the night because New Year's Eve, you know, people were drunk. And I was trying to sleep. And then somebody was really drunk and thinking that my room was their room. And I turned around and I kicked the ottoman. So I broke my toe. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Let me get this one. Bobby says, who is your favorite indie women's wrestler to watch in the indie scene? oh, Gabby Forza, Nomi is your homie. And I love it because I've been following her since her first debut. And I watched her at her debut in person. So, Gabby Forza, if you're not familiar with her, check out my interview on the On the Rope series as well. All right, let's see. Next question from Conrad. Biggest thing you've learned in 100 episodes? Well, I feel like it's kind of cheating because I'm past the 100 episodes if you put all of them together. But I guess like 100 episodes within the indie talks. I don't know, because the indie talks, like I said, is designed for, I've done panels on here with promoters and wrestlers. So that's always like fun because you get to see the talking smack. And I think with that, I've learned that I like doing the promoter and a wrestler so they can talk the smack, and then it starts wars on social media, which is always fun. Me doing the backstage stuff, every promotion's different. You know, you learn new stuff. I get actual fans that never knew the promotion, but because of watching my videos that, you know, they've done that. I'd like to do more visiting of schools. I know I've done that on the Indie Talks as well. So more people can get questions answered. That was a big one this year. Well, a couple months ago when I went to the Remarkable School, that was a huge one, because I think I answered a lot of people who are questioning to be a wrestler. I got them a lot of answers that they may need. So, and I'm always looking for new things for the Indie Talks series to do. So let me know, like, if there's things you want me to do or you want to see, just let me know, you know, because it's like, I don't want to bore you guys. Like, you know, like, if I can give you knowledge in the independent scene, that's what I'm here for. So I think that is really one big thing. let's see. I know that, but I was working with a gimmick. I gotcha. Matt, when will you bring me back on the show? I don't know. I'm so booked. It's so crazy how I have so many interviews coming up. Like, literally, like, I'm in the next couple of months. We'll figure something out. Don't worry. We'll figure something out. All right, let's see. How do you prepare your cereal? Milk first or cereal first? Well, I'm not a big cereal person, so you can't really say anything to me, can't yell at me, but you should be putting your cereal first before you put your milk in, not your milk first and then your cereal. So, but I'm not a big cereal eater, so that's not me. His last question was, after all these years, why do you still love the independent scene? You know, it's wild. I was just talking about this the other day that, you know, I just love the indies, like, more as a whole. It's more intimate. I love riding the journey with these wrestlers. I really do. Like, I love watching the debut to when they get signed, you know? So it's just a very different experience because you're not going to have that experience if WWE, AEW, you know? Like, there's nothing like the interaction, being in the front row, starting shit. And you guys know, like, I'm friends with a lot of these guys. And even, like, Mike Skyros, right? Like, the whole heat between me and Mike. But in reality, I love Mike. You know, I think Mike's a wonderful wrestler. He's a wonderful person. You know, I want him, you know, like, to be at so many different promotions and have championship belts. Like, he really is, like, you know, one of the best, you know, in the independent scene right now and stuff like that. But it's just fun to interact with him ripping up my signs and grabbing my plushies and throwing them and kicking biscuits out of my hand. That's another great memory of him in wrestling. And I brought, oh my God, what's the fucking wrestler's name? Oh God, what's his name? I'm blank right now. The one that turns butter. And they were wrestling each other. And I was like, oh, you know, Mike's going to butter his biscuits now, you know. And then Bridget brought a whole tray of biscuits. And I went to go give it to him. And he kicked it. And you see all the biscuits throw all over the room. I was crying. Laughing, crying. I had to get up and walk away because I was crying. I couldn't stop laughing. I could not believe he did that. It was one of the most fun. That's probably the best moment that I had in wrestling. It was so good. Thanks for answering. I appreciate your friendship too, Conrad. Aw. What the hell is his name? I'm blank right now. You know, see, that's the thing. You do live podcasts and then you go absolutely blank or whatever like that. And of course, the minute I go off live, I'm going to remember it and kick myself in the head. But oh my God, I remember. I couldn't stop crying. It was just too funny. So that's on NFW. You know what? Let's go look it up because I it's going to bother me. I'm going to look it up right now. All right, let's see. Oh. Let's see, Mike Skyros, and that was, which show was that? Let's see, it was at NFW, and was it this one? Hold on. Nope, it wasn't this one. Fair away, right? Damn. Where's my peeps that, like, know the damn names and shit like that? So, was it this one? Oh, Levi Everett. That's what it was. I was crying. Absolutely crying. So definitely go watch that. That's on IWTV. That is the Summer Hayes Show on NFW. Go check that out. You'll see me. I was dying. That should be like pinned on my Twitter pretty much. All right. Let's see. Question from Phil. Strangest thing you've seen at a show? Strangest thing. And I'm sure there's plenty of, like, strangeness. Oh, man. There was... What the hell was it? I think it was a Remarkable show. And what the fuck were they dressed as? And I was so confused. I don't know. People come out, like, dressed as, like, the most weirdest things sometimes. And I'm like, what am I looking at? Like, I can't remember. It was a Deer Park. Damn. I don't remember, but I remember being like, what? So if you're coming out of certain things and confusing me, that's probably like the strangest thing. So I'm going to try to remember that one. Okay, so next question is from Dave. All right, we talked about, because his first question is what got you into wrestling? I got into that in the beginning. And that, like I said, my dad pretty much. Interesting stories from the shows you've been... Well, what kind of interesting stories do you want? Like... I don't know. What kind of interesting stories? I've been followed at shows pretty much. Like, that's kind of creepy when I've gone to shows and people been following me around at shows. And then I got to start running to wrestlers. There was a time that I actually got pulled for, I actually went up to a wrestler, freaked out, and he pulled me into a kitchen. And they threw the guy out of the promotion. So, but I was worried that he was waiting for me outside. So I had to go through the back entrance and they had to walk me to my car. That happens to be a lot, believe it or not. It's kind of fucked up, actually, if you think about it. So that's a pretty odd question. Hi, Colin. What's going on? Oh, my God. Yeah. So I've had that. I've had a few little stalkers. I should air out the one where, you know. Recently I was talking to somebody and I found out that he's married and has multiple girlfriends. So, and I guess I was the, you know, the one that, you know, I was the easy out because I live in New York and they live in Massachusetts. So, yeah, I outed that shit just now pretty much. So, I know people are laughing if they're watching this podcast. They're like, damn, Tiffany just aired that shit out. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Let's see. Dave's next question is, how do you keep up with the love of blankets, your beautiful pup? Listen, okay, every time I buy a throw blanket, you will see it behind me. There's a bunch of blankets behind me. Duffy takes every single blanket, little bastard, okay? Whatever is mine is not mine. It is McDuff's, okay? He takes every blanket. Every time I was like, okay, fine. You want this blanket? You can have this blanket. I will go buy a new blanket and you can have this one. Nope. He takes that one too. There's times that like I'll get a like, so there's one on like the edge of the couch you can see behind me. And that's kind of like his or whatever. So that's for him to like lay across and then I'll have my blanket. And if I get up, go to the bathroom or whatever like that. Yep. He's snuggled in that one too. So whatever. What's mine is his. What his is mine, even though he thinks everything is his. So, yeah, McDuff is the king of the blankets. Matt and Chess, what will Big Game Leroy come to NFW? I don't know. You have to tweet at NFW, you know? You know, I'm not a promoter or anything like that, so I can't get people bookings or whatever like that, you know? This is why I do the podcast, and I post clips and things like that, because I try to help for things going viral. And if you guys ever think, like, your stuff don't matter, yes, do it. Post it. If you have clips that you're taking at shows, post it. Tag the wrestlers. You don't know if it go viral for the wrestlers so that they can get booked. So definitely, you know, try to help with that. Let's see. What else? Next question. Ben says, what's been the most interesting show you've been to during your indie journey? Yeah, I think it's back to that GCW show with Nick Gage, Matt Cardona. Matt, photography Matt from, like, he's at Cap, BPW, you know, like, shout out to him. Go check him out. Go give him some love. I got to do a podcast with him one of these days, too. Match of the year so far. Match of the year so far. I had one, too, the other day. And now, of course, I went blank. Damn. Last year was definitely Landon versus Monomoth. That was Daikaiju. Oh my god, there's so many. I'm blank. I went into the blank moment, and I had one the other day, and I should have posted it. Like, I should have wrote it down, and, like, now I'm blank. So many promotions I've been doing. There's so much shit I watch. Oh my god. I think, actually, you know what? I think it has to be Desmond Cole and Leo Rush. If you haven't watched that match, that's on Beyond. I mean, was it Beyond? Or was it Limitless? Limitless. Sorry. See, they all, like, crunch together. Definitely go watch that match. That was fantastic. That was the match that everybody needed to watch. So, definitely. So, let me see. Yeah, was it? Okay, it was Beyond. Okay, I'm confused. There's so many because, like, Leo Rush has been at Limitless and, like, Wrestle Open and Beyond or whatever like that. Yeah, so definitely Beyond. It was, like, what, last month? Leo Rush, Desmond Cole. Go watch that match. I promise you. So fucking good. Actually, and you know what? Adam Priest and TJ Crawford. That needs to be ran back. 100% ran back. Because holy fuck. So I'm still mad at Matt Griffin because that should have been the match that was in Jersey, because then I would have went to it. And I couldn't go to Georgia. So I'm upset. So definitely watch that. Let's see what else is going on. All right. Let's see. So that's definitely the match. Oh, Dante gave me some questions today. Dante, shout out. If you're not following Dante, go follow him. I just had him on the podcast. He's awesome. He just had an amazing match with CPA the other day. So definitely check that out. So he goes, from your first podcast to now, what do you wish you knew then that you know now? I guess, I don't know. I don't know. This shit is hard. It's not easy. It's always frustrating, you know, like, it's always gonna be frustrating, but I have so much fun. I think also too, like, I was very nervous in the beginning of my episodes, especially Under the Rope series, in doing interviews with wrestlers. Now it's just, like, so much easier for me. I guess, like, you know, now it's like, oh, Tiff, it was gonna get easier, you know, there's always frustrations with it of, you know, things going wrong, editing going wrong, programs going wrong or whatever like that. But there's always answers to everything. And then, of course, I'm always going to have people who are going to steal things from me and, you know, be jealous of me. And I guess, you know, I still in my bubble that I'm no one. And then I guess so many people, they get mad at me that I do these podcasts or I've had this person on the podcast. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm always going to get hate, I guess, you know. But I'm here. I'm trucking along. Pretty much, you know. All right, so his next question is, how come Duff hasn't got his own segment on the show? Well, the reason why he hasn't had a segment on the show is because he's a pain in my ass, okay? And there's been episodes that I've done, and I think it was, like, in the beginning before I was doing the independent scene or whatever like that. Like, he wants to play during these. and I can't sit here and play with him. So he wants all the attention. But then once I go off the podcast or whatever, he doesn't bother me. He goes inside. But because I'm here, he knows that, like, I'm talking to somebody here, and he wants all the attention. So that's why he doesn't get his segment or whatever like that. So, but I post pics and clips of him. So, yeah, so that's his little segment. All right. And then Dante says, his last question is, who's your top three guests and why are they all Dante? That is terrible. I've done, what have I done? 241 interviews on the Under the Rope series. That's not even including the indie talks, you know, and all the backstage stuff or whatever like that. That's hard because there's so many that I've had fun, you know, interviews with and laughs and everything. Actually, you know, it's funny, like, you know, like Dante says that, but I actually think the episode of the Chokeslam, the Chronicles, was fun as hell because they were fighting on the podcast with each other, Trayvon, Kylan King, and Dante. And that was when Dante was getting mad at me, saying that I was being biased and that me and Kylan are friends, but I love them all. And that was just a fun one. I would love to run that back with them, and we really need to crown the Chokeslam champion. Hopefully one of these days we do that. You know, I feel like we have to do a new belt. I think we have to do the Indie Wrestling Corner Chokeslam Championship. Because I don't think it's ever going to be crowned. So I think we're going to have to do that. Bryce Donovan has to be added to that, because Bryce has real, this is all my fault. Definitely. Jeff says Dante's bottom three. You know, there's so many. It's so hard. I don't know top three. Like, you know, Nick Wayne was great. You know, Nick Wayne came on here twice. If you ever watched, like, Nick Wayne, he's such a sweetie. Even Shukru was fun because the whole thing of Bryce trying to calculate how he's the Chokeslam championship and stuff like that. I was like, I don't know, there's so many, I can't. Every interview I do is special. Every podcast that I do is special. It's hard. I don't know, you know, I can't really, like, answer that. There's just too many. There's just too many moments. I always clip, like, my favorite moments with wrestlers. I mean, yesterday I posted a clip with Dustin wearing Jermaine's gear. Him running, you know, we're like, where's Benny the basketball, then he ran, you know. There's just so many moments, like, I can't, it's hard to narrow down. I love all my chats at all. Yeah, and Gangon's always gonna be special to me, obviously. Alex Zane's always gonna be special. JT Dunn and me had fun ones. Like, MSP was fun. That's, like, sad now because they're split, you know. There's so many. I can't. Don't make me choose. All right. Well, there wouldn't be a question without good cop, bad cop. He goes, with Tiffany Ann being an anagram of Ye Infant Fan, tell us a story about a young wrestling fan you have seen interacted with. Let's see. There's so many. I think the best one was with Charles Mason. And Charles Mason giving the finger to Azalea. And now Azalea gives the finger right back now. So those are fun. So we blame Mason for the finger thing now. So good old Mason. Who doesn't love Charles Mason? Who doesn't like being choked out by Charles Mason? But yeah, so I think that's, like, one of my favorite stories like that with kids. So, but even, like, Darius Carter is another one that he just, like, loves messing with the kids at shows. And I've seen him just, like, I remember Catalyst Wrestling years ago, before the pandemic. And Darius Carter was, like, the kids were behind the rail. And they're just yelling at Darius. And he's like, fight me and stuff like that. He's just yelling at them. It was the most funniest thing. Like, he was really riling up these kids. They were getting crazy. It was pretty funny. So, I love when wrestlers do all that shit. So I think that's great. Oh, yeah. And then, yes, and Margaret's in the chat. She goes, Azalea and Kathy, you could give so many stories. Definitely. Because, like, even, like, Kathy calling, you know, Charles Mason Muff Cabbage now. So I take full responsibility of that. You know, so, and anybody who calls him, like, Muff Cabbage, that's my fault. So, yeah. So that's definitely a good one. Let's see. What else? What other question? John says, who gives the best hugs in the business and why is it Landon Hale? Absolutely. It should be Landon Hale. Landon, like, really gives it. Okay? With all his heart. Like, every time. And, like, everybody says it. Landon has the best hugs. He does. He definitely does. He goes all the way in and he just holds you tight. So, Landon Hale definitely is the best person for hugs. So Landon's in Thailand right now. I've been, like, watching all his stories and everything like that, and it's just amazing to, like, again, watch our friends just travel all over the place, you know. Yeah, that's too funny. Let's see what else. Okay, so last question that I got through, like, you know, social media world. If you guys got questions, drop it into the chat. I know there's a lot of people in the Periscope. I don't know if you can comment in there. I don't know if they're not coming up because there's a lot of people in the Periscope. And I see people, you know, on Twitch. I see people on Facebook and stuff like that. So I guess the best way, if you want questions, come on the YouTube page in the Indie Wrestling Corner and drop your questions if it's not allowing you to put any questions. So Russ was like, who is your favorite wrestler? And it was so funny because we had this conversation about Micro Man. Okay? So now Micro Man is now my new favorite wrestler because I want Micro Man to wrestle Matt Vertigo, okay? And I want Micro Man to choke slam Matt Vertigo. Matt Vertigo is like 6'4", okay? So we're just going to get him a ladder, and he's going to climb the ladder, and then he's going to choke slam Matt Vertigo. And I'm going to be here for it, and I'm going to fall on the floor, and I'm going to piss my pants. Because this is another time that I'm going to be crying, like the time with the biscuits with Mike Skyros. So yes, Micro Man is now the new favorite wrestler. It's so weird for it. Just give him all the champions. So just give him all the championship belts. He's just going to have it. And, you know, there we go. Pretty much for that. But yeah, so those are all my questions that I got from social land. Wow, it's almost like an hour. I was like, oh man, I was like, I'm thinking like some of these questions are gonna get me to like 3 hours worth or whatever. But yeah, it's been a journey, you know. It's been a fun, you know, in the indies and everything like that, all the new wrestlers that I find. And it's not just New York, obviously. I've been kind of trying to branch out a little bit more this year. You know, I know a lot of people always want to come back and, you know, do podcasts and stuff like that, because big things happen. And of course I want to bring that back. Like, I know Landon Hale's coming back on the podcast when he comes back from Thailand, because we need to talk Germany. We need to talk, you know, Thailand. We need to talk about the SCI, you know, Monomoth match with him. You know, there's so much like with, you know, Landon, that, so he's going to come back in April, the first week of April. So make sure you're following in the Wrestling Corner for that, to follow that. There's just like so many things like coming up. I mean, Stan Styles is coming on next week. We're going to talk about the Intergender Bonanza. This week, Angelo Carter's coming on. He's another one that's, like, coming back. A lot of things has changed since the last time that he's been on here. You know, there's just so much stuff in the independent scene. I feel like I can't keep up, you know? But that was something I wanted to do this year. Like, we had Maya's World on here. You know, she lives in Texas. She's absolutely amazing. So check out that interview if you haven't, you know, had a Braden Toon was just on. You know, he's another one that I feel like is going to be wrecking with this year. You know, like, there's so many that I think are, you know, this is going to be the year. I feel like TJ Crawford's going to get signed this year. I don't know, I just think he's going to get signed, that this is his year. My boys Miracle Generation, still the IWTV tag team champions. It's wild. I love watching this journey with them. It's just so crazy from the minute I found them, and then driving hours to go meet them because I couldn't make it up to like a wrestling open. So I purposely like asked Kylon, I was like, what promotion are you at this weekend? And then I made plans and I went up to go see them in Massachusetts at this little one-off promotion or whatever like that. And it worked out good too, because like Stan Styles was there, Marcus Matters was there, Mark Angel was there and stuff. So that was fun, you know, meeting that. Just love the independent scene, you know? Like, there's just so much, you know, out there. So, you know, I got you covered. I always say that I have you covered with interviews, backstage, new promotions, all that fun stuff. I have a bunch of bucket lists that I need to get to. I need to get to Rad Pro. I need to get to Focus Pro. You know, I want to go to a couple of the dojos. You know, there's so much in the independent scene that I need to get to. Yeah. So, more indie wrestling this year. Seriously. You know, maybe somebody will let me book a match. Maybe. Or show. I know promoter does want to do my list the husband scramble. So that's going to be fun. So I know one that's very interested in doing that. That's just going to be very hard for me because I was like, fuck. I was like, who's going to be at least the six? You know, obviously you all know it's Gangone. Zane's too expensive. Like, you know, we're not going to make the promoter spend all that money on Alex Zane. So that's not happening. Adam Priest will be in it. Bobby Orlando. I don't even think Bobby knows that he's on the list, but he's on the list. I talked about it with Zach on the end of the year wrap up that I did with him. So I don't know. I have to figure that out. You know, my list is constantly changing. So I don't know. Arcadia's retired. You know, Arcadia is not coming back. You know, like, I keep asking him. He tells me when he loses 30 pounds. So he's not coming back, pretty much. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah. So I guess, you know, that's coming towards my end of this episode. Unless, again, if there's anything else you want me to chat about. You guys now learned a little bit more about me and all the shit I get. I thought I would get more questions from the wrestlers to kind of get back at me, you know, for all the interviews that I've done and like put them in funny positions. You know, it's not even mean positions, it's like funny and like bust their chops kind of thing or whatever like that. You guys know I'm a positive person, so you know, we're always going to keep a positive on this, you know, podcast and everything like that. But, yeah, let's see. Let's see. Just have them order Taco Bell and Zane will be there. Yes, just order Taco Bell and Zane will appear. It's so crazy that Zane's got his own freaking meal now in Japan. This is so wild. It's so freaking crazy. Who has your favorite entrance? It used to be like MSP, but now MSP is no longer together because it was such a bop, right? You just like hear it. You're like, damn, like I'm going to start dancing. I'm going to start singing to MSP. You know, it's just one of those things. I think Ricky Smokes is another one. Like, I just love his song. And then he comes out and you just like naturally like come out like this also. Obviously, you know everybody's like, oh, Miracle Jet. Like, yeah, no, okay. Yeah, Miracle Jet's my everything, you know, but, you know, trying to think other, but yeah, MSP was the bop. And it's so sad when I'm driving in the car and the music comes up and I'm like, no, I miss, like, you know, MSP. But Aggro's going to be the one to watch for this year. Like, I'm really, really, really excited. Like, I can't tell you guys enough. Like, I know, like, it's so sad, like, them breaking up, you know, them going on to their singles run and everything like that. I was just talking about this with someone. Aggro's gonna be the one that takes over this year. 100%. He has the look. Him going, this is a whole new version of him, right? The heel side. Oh my God. He is the full package that I'm here for. So it's going to be an interesting year. Him and TJ Crawford are wrestling at Limitless. I'm really excited. They know each other for years. It's going to be good. So make sure you check out that Limitless episode. Oh, everybody say Waves and Curls. Yes, Waves and Curls is another one. Like, you just come out. Another one that you're going to bop to. The confetti and everything. I'm still waiting for Rico Gonzalez to come out with the street corn. Okay? If you have no idea what I'm talking about, go back and watch that episode of me and Rico. Because that was funny. And now I'm just here that I hope to God that he comes out and he starts throwing freaking street corn to the fans. Like, you get one and you get one, you get one. It's like, I'm waiting for it to show up at Action Wrestling, and I'm totally here for that. So check out that interview if you have it. That was fun. So many good wrestlers. It's wild. But yeah, so still, again, there's so, you guys are amazing, all like staying in here hanging out with me. I'm glad the stream is working. You know, like, I didn't know if it was gonna happen or not happen or whatever. Let's see, is there any, let me check to see if there was any more questions that I missed on here for the social. I think I got everything for here. Maybe I'll do another episode eventually. Leo and his spinach, pretty much. Yes, Shakru. Oh my god, how does everybody feel about like Bryce Kaiga like ending and quitting Wrestle Open? No. Go for 200. Oh my. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So, like I said, I know that next week I'll have episode 101 with Stan. You know, we're going to break down the Intergender Bonanza card. And then I will be at Fight Life next Tuesday. I'm going to need tissues because Dustin and Kylan are wrestling each other. I'm not ready. I'm going to cry. I really love what Frankie did, that he has all the like the tag team partners wrestling each other. So fucking awesome. The Haven's gonna be good. Marcus and Shannon Lavangi. Like, if you can't go to that Connecticut show, definitely watch it on Fight. It is gonna be well worth it. Like, I'm telling you, Fight Life is the promotion that you should be fucking paying attention to right now if you're not, because you get some really, really solid wrestling and there's some really good stories on there. Let's see. As a Brit, I almost feel like King Charles delivering a telegraph congratulating you on reaching 100. Thank you. I know it's crazy, right? But it's like, I don't even feel like it's like, it is a big thing because it's the indie, you know, the indie talks, you know, the under the ropes again is in like the 240s now. And you have this. I have a couple episodes of the Wrestling with Positivity. So, but yeah, I mean, this was like the first Q&A. For the Indie Talks, you know, maybe I'll do one for 200 again or something. Thank you, Good Cop, Bad Cop. It's so awesome. I love all his anagrams of like messing with all the wrestlers and all that fun stuff. So I appreciate it. Go give Good Cop, Bad Cop some love. Go listen to his podcast. They're amazing people. I'd love to like go back and like do something with them again because they were fun. We had a good time. Like, I'm a lot. Pretty much. So. But yeah, so that is 100 episodes of Indie Talks. So I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate everybody who supports me. I really didn't think I was going to get anything for this episode. I thought I'd be like sitting here like, twiddling my thumbs and stuff like that. But you guys are awesome. Thank you for always supporting me. I always feel like, you know, like, am I doing, you know, this podcast just like for myself? Like, is it working? Like, you know, are you guys like actually learning, you know, what I'm trying to do, you know, trying to get the wrestlers out there, the promoters out there? Like, there's so many funny things on this, like video game of the week with Ryan Redfield, you know, that I was doing for a while. And like, again, Chokeslam Championship stuff and cookies being stolen and, you know, cookies being banned at promotions. That was fun. JT banned my cookies from being on a Chaotic, you know, being at Chaotic. Danny Miles and Trigger yelled at me at a Chaotic show for bringing cookies. So many funny moments. I got thrown bricks at from the Brick City Boys, you know, like, it's fun, you know, like, I have so much fun with everybody, you know, at the shows. I wish only the best, you know. I want everybody to get assigned. You know, part of me kind of doesn't want to because I want to keep them in the independent scene because I love them so much. You know, but, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing to see the journey. It's amazing to see what is coming up next. There's so many new wrestlers coming up. Promoters hit me up all the time. They tell me that they want me to see, like, what's up and coming, you know. So there's a lot. So I plan on bringing on more wrestlers. There are some wrestlers that I want to bring on, but they're not ready yet because maybe they only work one promotion and I want them to come on here and, you know, have more stuff to talk about before I bring them on here. But I think that they're excellent you know? I know Ciara is going to pop because Tristan Kyle is one that people should be looking out for. And I promise you he will be on this podcast. I'm just waiting for him to get more bookings. I'm waiting for him to go up to Wrestling Open. He was just at Blitzkrieg recently. He's definitely one that I think people should be paying attention to. So, but he's still very new. So once he gets more bookings and stuff like that, then I will bring him onto this podcast. So, yes, the boys. Yes, Marcus Santa. Brad played Santa. That was fun of him going up and talking to the wrestlers. So that's on this episode. You know, that's on the Indie Talks, too. The Christmas episode. There's so many things. There's so much fun. So, and again, like, I thank you guys so much for supporting me. Please let me know if there's things you want to see, what you would like to see up on the channel. You know, I am working on, like, other wrestlers. You know, I know people always ask, like, for stuff, and it's like, you know, there's always stuff to my madness of when I bring people onto the podcast, usually like, oh, some big stuff happened or something big is going to happen and stuff like that. So I always try to line it up perfectly with my interviews and everything like that. Like I said, like, Landon's coming on. He will be back from Thailand. I was like, you can't do anybody else's podcast. You have to come on here. We have to talk about Germany. We have to talk about Thailand. So that's going to happen. So I try to do things like that. But yeah, so again, I appreciate everything that everybody's ever done. The wrestlers that take their time come on here. I'd love to do another coffee podcast with Phil if he answers his message. Some of these wrestlers are terrible answering me back, so sometimes that's the key too. Some wrestlers don't get back to me on a timely matter, so that's why they haven't been onto the podcast. And my other rule of thumb is, if I'm not familiar with you, I'm not going to put you on my podcast, because I don't want to embarrass the both of us, you know, that it's like, I'm not familiar with you. So it's not a bad thing. I just might not be aware of you yet. There might be someone who's big or whatever like that, but I might not be aware of you yet. So I don't want to insult you by bringing you onto the podcast and not knowing anything about you. I rather watch some of your indie run before I bring you on here and chat with you. So that's like one of my rule of thumbs for, you know, the Indie Wrestling Corner. But also let me know, I don't know, should I change my logo? I've been thinking about this for like a while, you know. I changed like my, I changed the color back to red, and I changed my banners and everything like that. But I keep thinking, I was like, should I refresh my logo? Is there anything that you guys want? You let me know. If you're listening to this later, please leave some comments. Let me know. If there's questions you want to ask that you didn't get to watch this live, write them in the comments. I'll respond back to you. You know, maybe we'll do another one. So, but yeah, so I think this is where we're going to end. You know, I know there's a lot of people watching, so I appreciate you guys so much. This Tuesday, 7 o'clock, Angelo Carter will be here. Get the fan. We're going to catch up with him. So you guys know the drill. As always, stay safe, support independent wrestling. Thank you guys again for 100 episodes of Indie Talks. And I will talk to you guys soon. So you guys have a good night. Bye.